Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Tweet at DriveTimeRTE.
Now, US Vice President J.D. Vance said today that he didn't see a quick end to the Ukrainian conflict, stating on Fox News that it's not going anywhere, it's not going to end anytime soon, he said. It comes as Ukraine and the US finally signed the long-discussed minerals deal, which Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said had come about because the two countries now have an equal partnership, in his words. And in the last few hours, US Secretary of State Marco Rubio repeated that Washington was ready to step aside and stop pursuing peace should a ceasefire deal not materialise. Well, a lot happening. For the latest, I'm joined by Yuri Sack, advisor to Ukraine's Ministry of Strategic Industries. Yuri Sack, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good evening, Cormac.
Can I get your reaction to the minerals deal that has been signed and all that's been said about it? Because Ukraine's president has hailed the deal as historic. What is your opinion?
Well, absolutely. This deal was a very important part of the peace process, and it should be viewed within the broader framework of the peace talks. And of course, the final version of the deal that has been signed the day before yesterday is a deal about fair and equal partnership between Ukraine and US. It establishes a reconstruction investment fund, the purpose of which will be to explore the deposits of rare earth minerals in Ukraine and, trade them so that the money can go towards the recovery and reconstruction of our country after the war. So, and most importantly, the signing of this deal sends a very clear signal to Russia that the US is still our strategic partner. Mm-hmm. And the White House has confirmed very clearly that they are committed to free, independent and sovereign Ukraine. So that's why it's so important.
But the devil is in the detail, isn't it, in all of these deals? And we spoke with Ukraine MP Maria Mezentseva on the programme yesterday, and she was telling us that the members of parliament in Ukraine will look very closely at the detail before they ratify any deal. And I was asking her, and I'll ask you, Yuri, about any security guarantee that the US has included in this deal, or is that omitted?
Well, there are no explicit security guarantees in this deal, but before, or during the process of negotiating this deal, Ukraine has been speaking to our partners in Europe. Ukraine has been discussing these issues with the United States of America. So while there are no explicit guarantees, our prime minister, even today, when he was speaking to the cabinet of ministers, he said that this deal will allow Ukraine to get more air defense systems, which is something we badly need now because Russia continues to attack our cities and kill our people. Mm-hmm. So there are no guarantees, spelled out in black and white, but they are implicit in the commitment of the US to free and sovereign Ukraine.
So is that part of the rationale or the thinking in Ukraine or Kyiv here? Allow the US have a stake in the country economically, so they will be less likely to allow Russia and Putin to roll in through Kyiv and take some more territory. Is that the thinking?
That's part of the thinking, but at the same time, we have to remember that when the large-scale invasion began in February 2022, there have been U.S. businesses in Ukraine that were operating here, and that never stopped Russia from attacking us and from launching missile strikes. Mm-hmm. So what that means is that the mere presence of the US business interest in Ukraine, it's not a sufficient security guarantee. So of course that will have to be supplemented with more rigorous guarantees. Mm-hmm. Now in that context, it could be a foreign contingent, it should be more air defense systems. And of course, Ukraine is building up our own defense industry base, which will allow us to be more self-sufficient and will allow us protect our interests as well as those of the investors who will operate through this deal.
I just wonder, when Volodymyr Zelensky says we have a fair and equal partnership with the Ukraine and US, I wonder if that's true. When you look at the Vice President of the US's remarks, J.D. Vance, he says, this is in the last couple of hours, Yuri, going to continue, he says, to lose thousands and thousands of soldiers over a few miles of territory this way or that? I hope both of them come to their senses. And I just wonder, when Steve Witkoff is sitting down with Russian diplomats or politicians, are they looking at leaving Crimea and other Ukraine territories under Russian control?
Cormac, what we have learned in the past month and a half since these negotiations began, we have learned that we need to pay attention to what the US and what the White House are doing rather than what they're saying. Their negotiating tactics are very complex and sometimes difficult to decipher. But at the same time, look at the situation we are in now. The minerals deal is signed. The US is still with Ukraine in terms of, being our strategic partner. US supports our idea to establish an unconditional 30-day ceasefire, and US is getting more and more frustrated with Russian position, which means that very soon, and we hope that the US will start imposing more sanctions and using their economic leverage to force Russia to a situation where it will not be capable of prosecuting this war any longer.
What's your red line, though, when it comes to the loss of territory?
We have said it very clearly that Ukraine is a sovereign country and we will never recognize any legal title of the terrorist state Russia to our territories. At the same time, we are realistic and we understand that for now we are unable to deoccupy all of our territories militarily. So for now, we'll have to see how things go, but we will never recognize the legality of illegal annexations and occupations.
So is it the strategy of Ukraine that you might have to live with a long-term military threat? If there is no ceasefire deal, if there is no ultimate resolution to this dispute or war between Russia and Ukraine, that you'll have to live with this simmering military threat from Russia and trying and garner as much peace as possible and protection as possible from the EU and the US?
Cormac, unless Russia collapses as a state and it is decolonized into smaller units, Ukraine will always have to be aware of the threat that could emanate from Russia any minute. So regardless of where these peace talks will go and what the results will be, regardless whether the ceasefire will be achieved or not, Russia is an aggressive country which is hell-bent on destroying Ukraine. And for as long as it exists in its present form and shape, we will have to be prepared to repel their attacks and protect our land.
Okay, really briefly, Yuri, do you think there is the possibility of a ceasefire anytime soon?
We are very skeptical about that ceasefire, but a lot depends on how the US will act in terms of deploying their economic leverage on Russia.
Okay,
pressurizing Russia.
I really appreciate your time. Yuri Sack, advisor to Ukraine's Ministry of Strategic Industries, thank you for joining us in the program.